Hello, you are listening to an article from webmobile.com. Webmobile, with a Y, provides quality, people-centered, professional mobile app and web development services with globally competitive pricing. The title is Making a Website Central to Operations. Over the years, I have seen people build websites, only to forget about them almost as soon as they go live. This observation has made me realize that there is something fundamentally flawed with the way people perceive their websites, in relation to their businesses or organizations. The flaw arises from people seeing the website as a separate entity, far removed from the other operations of the business or organization, when in fact they should be considered central to operations. Activity in the excitement of building a website. Soon after overcoming the budgetary constraints, and finally making the decision to have a website designed and developed, a business or organization is often abuzz with activity, with the owners actively involved with the process of building the new and shiny website. They would be busy with first organizing content, and then submitting it to the web developer. Since in most cases the website is not considered central to operations, this stir of activity dwindles and vanishes after the website has been published. From the developer's side, there is also initially a flurry of activity as well. Creating and optimizing. Throughout this process of website design and development, there is a lot of back and forth communication between the website owner and the developer. The web developer makes changes to the website, and eagerly awaits the approval of the website owner. The website design and development process is probably the period of highest activity in the life of the website, in as far as changes are concerned. What is desirable in the long run, is to make the flurry of activity extend beyond this initial period. This can be achieved by a change of mindset. It can be achieved by considering the website central to operations. Once it is built, it is often abandoned. In sharp contrast to what happens in the website design and development stage, the activity of changes on the website often stagnates soon after the website is published. There may be a few changes here and there as the client suggests adjustments post-publication. Otherwise, the website is for all intents and purposes, abandoned. I say abandoned and not neglected because the neglect is so dire. The website might even go offline in some cases without the website owners realizing it for extended periods of time. This may happen because, not only don't they keep the website updated, but they also hardly ever visit the website, a few months after it is published. However, this is not how things should be. A website is the consolidation point. Ideally, the flurry of activity should continue on from the website design and development phase, even if, as should be expected, at a slower rate. The best way to ensure that the activity on the website continues post-publication is a change of mindset regarding the website. It should be considered a consolidation point for the activities of a business or organization. Instead of thinking of the website as a discrete element in a business or organizational activities, it should be considered a central part. Perhaps the best time to start thinking this way is even before the website is built. During the planning stages, the website should inform the public, but also facilitate operations, making it easy to stay current. The first step in making a website a central part of operations is to ensure that it is easy to update. Depending on how a website is implemented, updating it may be a challenge. It is a good idea to ensure that the website is dynamic, with a content management system, which allows for non-technical individuals to edit and update the site, once they log in with a username and password. The website then provides all the tools for editing and updating the website through a straightforward interface. Static websites, on the other hand, require that anyone editing or updating the website should do so by updating the raw code of the site. This approach presents challenges for non-technical individuals. It also means that the website owner has to rely on the web developer, even for the most minor of changes. Why does it even matter? Making a website the central part of operations means that the website will reflect the level of activity of the business. This might be through a regular blog, news releases, newsletter, or offering of real-time data to clients, in the interest of improving customer relations. Whatever the means and level of integration of a website into a business or its organizational operations, it gives clients and visitors in general a reason to visit the website. It should offer fresh and relevant content. If clients and site visitors are not provided with fresh and relevant content, then they have no reason to visit and revisit the website. Want to know when a new blog post is published? Please subscribe. Thank you for listening to the article from webmobile.com. A subscription button is available at the end of each blog post. We would love it and also encourage you to leave your comment at the bottom of the page. Cheers. Hope you listen or read again soon.